Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们以欢喜高兴心到主人面前来敬拜你。
Dear loving Father, we thank you again, and we come before you in a joyful heart.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们同在。
We ask for your Holy Spirit to keep being with us.
来开启我们属灵的眼睛，来明白主你话语中的奥秘。
And open our spiritual eyes so that we may see your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Last year, I visited the Evangelical Formosa Church in North Carolina, and the chair of their co-workers invited me to stay at their home.
他是联邦政府专利部门的一位律师。
And he is an attorney working for the patent office for the federal government.
他的工作就是要跟来申请专利的律师代表接洽。
And the job there is to work with other attorneys to represent the client.
他说在他们在审查这些来申请专利的文件以及这些律师代表跟他们谈话或者书面的回复当中呢，他们经常首先要向他们说一些赞美的话。
And he shared with me that in his work, whenever he needs to talk with the clients and throughout the whole process of evaluation, wherever he needs to bring up something, he will first begin with some phrasing words.
之后他们会说，然而。
And then followed by however.
首先他们去肯定对方这些申请。然后呢，再来谈到一些需要解决的问题。
They will give commendation first, and then to move on to the issues that needs to be dealt with.
在2000年前，使徒保罗在写信给哥林多教会的信徒的时候，使徒保罗首先来赞美这些哥林多教会的信徒。
And also, as the scripture we have reading today.That 2,000 years ago, as Apostle Paul wrote to the followers in Corinth, he began with some phrases.
在哥林多前书第一章第五节，使徒保罗赞美他们在基督里凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
He praised those followers that they have all kinds of speech and with all knowledge, which is written in the 1 Corinthians 1 verse 5.
第一章第七节，他赞美他们说，在恩赐上没有一样，也没有一样不及人的。
And continue in verse 7, he said that they lack no spiritual gifts.
然后从哥林多前书第一章第十节以后呢，使徒保罗开始来提到哥林多教会许多这些的问题毛病。
And only after that.Apostle Paul, starting at verse 10, began to talk about some issues in the Church of Corinth.
今天的律师以及许多人在处理事情的方法上，就是学习使徒保罗2000年以前所使用的模式。
The attorneys and all people, many people today, all learn from Apostle Paul, like what he did 2,000 years ago.
在哥林多前书里面，我们将发现到，在当时哥林多的教会里面遇到了许多的问题。
In the episodes of the First Corinthians, we will see that there were many issues in the church there.
但是使徒保罗相信他们在耶稣基督的信仰里面，最后他们将得着在主里面的生命。能够从他们的过犯当中来改正过来。
But Apostle Paul believed that in the very end, because of the faith, their faith of Jesus Christ, that their life will be changed and they will turn from their trespasses.
使徒保罗相信他们许多的问题最后必得到解决。
And many issues and problems among them will be resolved eventually.
而我们从哥林多前书第一章一到九节里面共同来领受神的话语。第一，我们是神的杰作。
From the scripture we are reading today, let us observe the word of God. The first, we are the Lord's masterpieces.
哥林多前书第一章一到二节说，我是保罗，由于上帝的旨意，我蒙召做基督耶稣的使徒。我和所提尼弟兄写信给哥林多城上帝教会的信徒们，你们和各地呼求我们主耶稣基督名的人，同样是在基督耶稣里蒙召做信徒而归属于上帝的。基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
In 1 Corinthians 1:1-2, Paul said, Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours.
使徒保罗为哥林多的信徒还有其他各地信靠耶稣基督的人感谢上帝，因为他们借着耶稣基督而归属于神，成为神的儿女。
Here Apostle Paul gave thanks to God on behalf of the Corinthians and people everywhere who trust in the LordFor through Jesus Christ, they belong to God and become children of God.
圣经告诉我们，每一个人，我们都是神所创造的。
The Bible tells us that everyone was created by God.
我们在神面前，神都看我们非常宝贵的。
And we all are very precious in the eyes of the Lord.
诗篇139篇14节说，我要称谢你。因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
And in Psalms 139:14, he says, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
我们是神奇妙的创作。
We are all wonderfully made.
我们都是神的杰作。
And we are all masterpieces of the Lord.
虽然人犯罪离开了神，神在耶稣基督里面对我们的爱，把我们再一次带回来神的面前，来归属于神。
Even though humans sin and depart from the Lord, but God's love toward us, as in Jesus Christ, bring us back to Him and has made us belong to Him.
我们今天借着耶稣基督知道我们在神面前是何等的宝贵。
And today, through Jesus Christ, we know that we are very precious in the eyes of God.
神爱我们，甚至亲自道成肉身，成为人，在耶稣基督里面为我们死在十字架上，替我们赎罪。
We know that God so loved us.And even himself became flesh and dwelt among us, and was himself crucified to redeem us from sins.
哥林多前书第一章第四到第五节继续说，我常常替你们感谢我的上帝，因为他借着基督耶稣赐恩典给你们，使你们在基督里样样富足，具备充分的知识和口才。
In 1 Corinthians 1:4-5, Paul said, I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge.
我们作为神的儿女，使我们对人生充满着信心。
Being children of God gives us confidence in life.
我们对神的信心使我们来肯定自己、从神领受到、个人不同的恩赐才能去面对我们人生不同的需要与挑战。
And having faith to God enables us to confirm the God-given talents and to face the time of trouble.
华尔迪斯奈在他年轻的时候，一个报纸的编辑告诉他说，华尔迪斯奈他没有创作性，他没有好的想象力。
As a teenager, Walt Disney, he was told by a newspaper editor saying that he wasn't creative and that he didn't have any good imaginations.
Lucille Ball 就是我爱 Lucy著名的演员
Lucille Ball, a famous actress in the show I Love Lucy.
Lucille Ball 被告知说她没有任何演戏的技能，她应该试着去做别的专业。
And Lucille Ball, she once was told that she didn't have any acting skills and that she should try a different profession.
丘吉尔不被认为是一个好学生。
And Winston Churchill, he was not considered as a good student.
他报考 Sandhurst 皇家军事学院两次都没有考上。
And he twice failed the examinations entrance to the Royal Military College Sandhurst.
以上这三位，他们在各行各业杰出的成就，共同点就是他们没有照着人们所给他们所贴的标签去活。
And all of these three persons, in their brilliant careers, they have in common is that they do not live according to what people treat them.
他们出去了那个negative 的 label 标签，并积极的去活出神赐给他们的恩赐才能。
They threw away those negative labels people attached to them, and they live positively, live according to the talents given by God.
在撒母记上十七章记载大卫与歌利亚的对战。
In the Bible, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17.There's an account of David versus the giant Goliath.
以色列民面对非利士人哥利亚巨人的挑战。
At that time, Israelites was facing the great challenge of the giant Goliath, the Philistine.
大卫自愿上去对付巨人哥利亚。
And David volunteered to fight against the giant.
撒母耳记十七记上十七章三十三节，扫罗王对大卫说：“不行，你怎么跟他打呢？你只是一个孩子，而他是一个职业级军人。”
And we see that in the book of 1 Samuel 17:33, King Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man."But he has been a warrior from his youngest.
大卫向扫罗解释，他替他的父亲照顾羊群的时候，有狮子或者熊要来抓小羊。
But David told King Saul that since he was young, that sometimes when he was shepherding sheep for his father, there will be times that lions or bears come to snatch those little sheep.
三十五节说，我就抓住他，击打他，救回那只小羊。如果狮子或熊袭击我就揪住他的喉咙，打死他。
And during those critical moments, David went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from his mouth. When he turns on David, he seized it by the hair of those even lions or bears.And then he is brave, and he will strike it and kill it.
大卫让扫罗王知道说，他是那么的勇敢，那么大的力气。
And David just let Saul know that he is brave and has strength.
所以十七章三十七节，扫罗说：“好，你去吧，啊，上主跟你同在。”
And therefore, in the verse coming after, that Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you."
当大卫上战场要与哥利亚对战以前，他身上没有穿着任何保护的军事装备。
As David was about to go against Goliath, he wore no armor at all.
对扫罗王来讲，大卫他等于是上去送死。
And to Saul, this seems like just like going suicide.
所以在三十八节，扫罗王说，他把自己的盔甲给大卫穿，有一个铜头盔和一件铠甲或是铁甲，他把铜头盔戴在大卫头上。
So in 1 Samuel 17:38, then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head.
三十九节说，大卫自己也将扫罗的刀举在铁甲旁边。
And David also girded himself Saul's sword.
当大卫穿上了扫罗的铁甲，戴上了铜盔，击上了军刀之后，试着要行走走路。
But after David wore them, the helmet, the armor, and the sword, he tried to walk.
十七章三十九节说，大卫想走却走不动。
And we see that in verse 39, David tried but in vain to go.
为什么呢？因为扫罗王身材闹得比大卫高大。
And why? Because King Saul has a much greater stature than David.
扫罗王的头盔与铁甲都太重太大了，因此佩戴起来让大卫不能走动，行动不方便，不习惯。
Because Saul's armor was just too heavy and too large for David to wear.
结果三十九节他对扫罗说我不会穿戴这些东西去打仗，我穿不惯他把盔甲都脱掉。
In 1 Samuel 17:39, I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So David took them off.
大卫回到自己感到舒适的方式去迎战。
And David went to fight in what he felt comfortable.
撒母耳上十七章四十节说，大卫拿了他的木杖，又从西边捡了五块光滑的石子放在口袋里，带着他的头使的弦出去迎战哥利亚。
In 1 Samuel 17:40, then David took his staff in his hand.Chose 5 smooth stones from the streams, put them in the porch of his shepherd's bed, and with his sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine.
结果大卫以一颗小石子击中了哥利亚的头盖，因此他就倒下而死。
And it turned out that by just one single stone, that David struck Goliath's skull and killed him.
我们从大卫战胜哥利亚这个故事当中，也帮助我们了解，我们都是神的杰作。
The account of this fight also help us to understand that we are masterpieces of God.
神造我们每一个人各有不同的独特点。
Each one of us is unique and different in every way.
我们不需要去学习像某个人。
We just do not have to imitate somebody else.
我们不要说，但愿我有他们的才能、他们的长相、他们的个性、人格。
Let us not to say something like, I wish I had their talent, their looks, their personalities.
我们知道神造我们个人都不同。
Let us see that God made each one of us in a very unique way.
我们不必与其他的人相比较。
And there's no need for comparison.
大卫比不上扫罗王那么高大的身材。
David does not have such a large, a great stature as that of the King Saul.
他的盔甲不适合于大卫的使用。
And so the King Saul's armor is not suit for David.
大卫以比较小的装备去击败了哥利亚。
But David defeated Goliath with less equipment.
哥利亚穿上了全副的铁甲武装，并且带着长枪。
Even though Goliath was wearing a full set of armor and had a long spear.
大卫仅有的只是投石的弦。
And all David had was a slingshot.
但神却使用他所拥有的去完成重大的使命。
But God equipped David to carry out the quest by what he had.
如果大卫看着他的投石弦的时候，他心里这么想，这是什么？这太微小了，这不足为道，这不能做什么事。
Suppose that David, looking at his slingshot, talked to himself, saying, "It's nothing. It's small. It's insignificant. I cannot do this."
如果大卫这么的想的时候，他就失去了走向将来成为以色列王的可能性，如此以色列的历史又要重写了。
And should David think this way, like this way, he would not become the king of Israel, and Israel's history would be different.
我们都是神的杰作。
We all are God's masterpieces.
神造我们独特不同。
And God created us in a very unique way.
我们不要看清我们自己，说我们要被人的恩赐、长相、个性、收入或是影响力。
And let us not look down ourselves, saying we don't have the talent like someone, the looks like someone, the characters like someone, the income like someone, or the impact like someone.
神所赐给我们的已经足够，让我们去面对人生种种的挑战。
Because we already have abundantly enough by what God has granted for us.
以弗所书第三章二十节说，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想。
And just as I have written in Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
当使徒保罗写信给哥林多教会的信徒的时候，他首先来肯定神所赐给他们在基督里样样富足，具备充分的知识和口才。
Just as what Apostle Paul wrote to the followers in Corinth, he began by confirming God's grace and saying that in God you have been enriched in every way with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge.
这个信息也告诉我们，重要的去肯定神赐给我们个人不同的恩赐才能。
This passage is also important for us that we should confirm God's given grace.
我们都是神的杰作。
Because we are all God's masterpieces.
我们依靠着神所赐给我们的能力去发挥神所赐给我们的恩赐。
In God we trust, and by God we can make use of the God-given talents.
第二，坚持到底的信心。
The second one.A faith to the very end.
回到哥林多前书第一章第八节说，他必坚固你们到底。
In 1 Corinthians 1:8, it says, He will also keep you firm to the end.
使徒保罗勉励哥林多的信徒，在遇到种种的困敌、困难的当中，要持守住他们对主的信心。
Apostle Paul exhorted the followers in Corinth to stand firm to their faith and to stand firm to their faith to the Lord.
神必照着依照着圣灵来帮助他们，坚固他们的信心到底。
That God will strengthen them in time of trouble, and so that they may be able to stand firm to the very end.
葡萄牙的航海家麦哲伦，这个 Magellan， 他在1519年的九月，他从西班牙带领5艘船。265个水手船员起航出发。
Now let's look at the story of the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan. In September 1519, from Spain, Magellan set out the voyage with a fleet of 5 vessels and a crew of 260 people.
他们的船从大西洋抵达智利的南端。越过去抵达太平洋。
They made their way across the Atlantic Ocean, arriving at Chile, and then went through its southern regions and entered the Pacific Ocean.
因此，人们后来称那个海峡叫做麦哲伦海峡。
And people nowadays call the strait through which they went the Strait of Magellan.
Magellan 他是第一位欧洲人从大西洋越过到太平洋的人。
Magellan was the first who entered the Pacific Ocean through the Atlantic Ocean.
当他们在航海的当中遇到任何的困难的情况的时候，麦哲伦都大家喊着说：“继续航行，继续航行 ，Sail on, sail on。”
And during their voyage.Whenever they were caught by some difficulties, Magellan would shout aloud, "Sail on, sail on!"
当他们的水手疲乏，储藏的食物、粮食差不多将用尽了，在炎热的太阳底下，他鼓励他们的船员说 "Sail on, sail on!"
And as his crew became exhausted, afflicted by the heat of the sun, and as the food was running out.He would keep saying, "Sail on, sail on."
他们在1521年的三月抵达关岛，然后再到菲律宾群岛。
Finally, they arrived Guam in March 1521 and reached the islands of the Philippines.
麦哲伦的探险队起先出发265个人，三年的航行。39,300英里，最后剩下一只船只，18个人回来，甚至麦哲伦本身也没有回来。
The whole team in the beginning has 265 people, but after 3 years traveling 39,300 miles, in the end, when they returned to Spain, all they had were 1 vessel and 18 people.
因为麦哲伦他本身在菲律宾的时候，他们受到当地岛上的主人这些族人tribes 的攻击而丧生。
And Magellan himself did not make it back either, because he was killed in Philippines during the battle.
麦哲伦探险队的精神给我们一个很大的启发，就是。当我们遇到任何的情况困难的时候，我们要继续的航行。
And today, the story of Magellan's expedition gave us a great insight that we should have a spirit of sail on, sail on.
我们遇到任何困难的时候，我们不可以放弃，我们必须继续的往前走。
In face of difficulties, we should not give up, but we should move on.
马太福音24:43说，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Just as written in Matthew 24:13, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
所以我们必须勇敢地继续往前走。
So we must have courage. and stand firm and move on.
我们感谢神，我们知道我们都是神宝贵的儿女。
We give thanks to God that we know we are precious in the sight.
我们都是神的杰作。
And we are masterpieces.
我们相信，我们信靠主，他必保守我们。因此我们的信心，坚持到底，我们将经历神在我们身上奇妙的恩典与带领。
Because in God we trust, and in God is our protection. And by standing firm to the end, we will experience the wonderful grace of God and His guidance.
最后，我们要成为神之无可指责的儿女。
Finally, let us, we are called to be blameless.
再回到哥林多前书第一章第八节说，主必定始终帮助你们，使你们在我们的主耶稣基督降临的日子无可指责。
In 1 Corinthians 1:8, He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
神必始终从头到尾帮助坚固我们的信心，因此我们能够在这个世界上的日子里面活出一个无可指责的生活。
God will Himself watch us and strengthen us from the beginning to the very end, so that we will be able to live a life of blameless.
这是我们作为神的儿女一个崇高的理想。
Such is a sublime goal for us.
我们都是一个不完全的人，要去活出一个无可指责的生活。
Because none of us is perfect, and to live like that, to live in that way.
我们需要从上主上面来帮助我们。
We really need help from God.
我们需要靠着他的能力才能够去做的。
And this is only made possible through God.
马可福音第九章二十三节，耶稣说：“有信心的人，什么事情都是可能的。”
As in Mark 9:23, Jesus said.Everything is possible for one who believes.
马可第十章二十七节，耶稣又说：“在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。”
And also in Mark 10:27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With men this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
以上这两节经文告诉我们，因着信靠极为爱我们全能的神，他必赐给我们能力去做出我们靠自己的能力所做不到的事。
The above two verses tells us that by trusting the loving Almighty God, He will enable us to do what we cannot do on our own.
意思就是我们靠着主赐给我们的能力，我们便能够去活出耶稣基督美好的见证。
And which means that we may be able to give sweet testimonies of God because God enabled us to do so.
在创世纪十七章第一节说，亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”
In Genesis 17:1, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless."
NIV 的圣经说。Walk before me and be blameless. 意思就是行在主的面前无可指责。
This verse, walk before me and be blameless, it means that let us walk before the Lord.
我们的行为的表现，神就是我们的观众。
All our deeds are in the eyes of the Lord, and He is our audience.
我们的行为是表现给神看。
All our deeds and all what we live is in front of the Lord.
我们要以爱的行为去活出基督的见证。
So let us live a loving testimony for God.
当施洗约翰差遣两个门徒去问耶稣说，他是不是神所要差来到这个世界上的拯救者、救赎者、弥赛亚。
When John the Baptist sent two followers to ask if Jesus is that promised Savior, the Christ, the Messiah.
马太福音是一章第四到第五节，耶稣对施洗约翰所差遣来两个门徒对他们说，你们回去把你们所听见所看到报告约翰，就是瞎眼的看见，跛脚的行走，麻风的洁净，耳聋的听见，死人复活，穷人听到福音。
In Matthew 11:4-5, Jesus replied to them, Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor.
请我们注意，这个经节里面，施洗约翰这两个门徒要问耶稣说，你是不是就是要来的这个弥赛亚？
Let us notice here that in this passage, Jesus did not directly respond to them.
但是耶稣没有正面的回答。
Jesus did not respond directly whether he is or is not the Messiah.
他并不说，我就是，或者我不是。而那位要来的弥赛亚，他没有正面回答。
He didn't simply say yes I am or no I'm not.
耶稣以实际的行动的爱去表现出在对那些受苦的人的关心。
But instead, Jesus put his love into practice and loved those who were afflicted.
耶稣要让他知道，在耶稣无论是到任何的地方带来的肉体与心灵上的医治与平安。
And Jesus would like them to know that whenever he went, he brought his peace to those afflicted.
同样，今天我们作为神的儿女的人，也要以实际的行动去爱人。
And in the same way, each one of us who are children of God,We ought to love in the same way.
以前耶鲁大学的校牧，后来在纽约市Riverside 教会当牧师 William Coffin， 他这么的说。
William Slow Coffin, who was the chaplain at Yale and later the pastor in the church at NY Riverside, he once said.
他说福音的功能就是使舒适的人感到痛苦，使痛苦的人感到安慰。
He said that the gospel is to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted.
To afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted, 让这些很舒适的人感到痛苦，让在痛苦中的人受到安慰。
让舒适的人感到痛苦，让受到安慰。
重复加强，让我们记住，耶稣基督的福音就是要激发那些生活在舒适当中这些环境的人，去看到四周围这些苦难，需要使他们的心。
And here we emphasize these two points. It is because that Jesus Christ compelled those who enjoy the comfortable life and make them to see those who are afflicted, and not afflict them so they will take action to do something.
因此他们能够采取爱的行动去做一些事情。
So that those who were comfortable, they will act and do something.
在我们当中，我想绝大多数的人都是生活在非常舒适的环境当中。
I guess that many of us were in a very comfortable life.
希望耶稣基督的福音让我们觉得痛苦，觉得不安。
And it is our hope that we may feels not that comfortable because of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让我们采取爱的行动来去 do something.
Because love would enable us to do something and take action.
福音也是为了那些处在痛苦当中的人，因为我们的爱，他们能够得着安慰。
Because the gospel is also for those who are afflicted, so that they may be comforted.
William Booth 是救世军的创始人。
William Booth is the founder of the Salvation Army.
他出生在一个英国非常贫苦的家庭里面。
William was born in a poor family in England.
他起先在贫民区热心地从事街头的布道，领人信主。
He began his ministry in poor neighborhoods and on streets.
后来成立救世军，向罪恶、贫困、疾病展开挑战，以实际基督爱的行动来关心社会。
And later on, William Booth founded the Salvation Army to fight crime, poverty, and disease, to put love into practice for the society.
他著名的信念就是说，只要有人像现在那些人哭泣，我将奋斗。
The following is his creed. While some weep as they do now, I will fight.
只要有小孩遭受饥饿，我将奋斗。
While little children go hungry, I will fight.
只要有人关在监狱里面，像现在他们这样一再的进出监狱，我将奋斗。
While men in prisons, in and out, just as they are now, I will fight.
只要有一个醉汉、一个穷人、一个流浪街头的女孩，只要还有一个没有神之光的黑暗的灵魂，我将奋斗。
And while there is a drunkard left, where there is a poor or a lost soul upon the street, while there remains one dark soul without the light of God, I will fight.
我将奋斗到底。
And I will fight to the very end.
他奋斗了，直到1912年8月21日过世，150,000人参加他的葬礼来追悼他。
And he did fight until the very end, as he died on August 21, 1912. There were 150,000 mourners attend his funeral.
威廉布的见证启发提醒我们，作为一个神的儿女的人，以实际的爱心来活出耶稣基督的见证。
Here, the testimony of William Booth enlightens us and reminds us that as the children of God, we ought to put love into practice and live a testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们教会华语社青团契25年来，从起初的组织建立，弟兄姐妹大家热心的参与付出，团契的同工一任一任的接下来，有时候人多，有时候人少，但是很多这些社青拿到学位之后，他们迁移工作到别的地方，我们看到大家为主的福音的缘故，坚持到底在这个事工上。
Our church's Mandarin Young Adult Fellowship, that during the past 25 years, from the beginning, co-workers has been carrying out the task, and although members might move out after graduation or due to job deployment, everyone just stand firm for the gospel of the Lord.
我们经历到圣灵的做工，继续在这个事工上来 outreach 来分享福音。
And we have experienced the working Holy Spirit.
我们也看到团契的事工教会的事工，从过去以来，大家秉着对主的爱心将福音来分享给我们的同胞他们后来也很多人搬回到台湾、中国美国各地 将福音的种子带到各处去，这是我们在主的面前彼此的鼓励，继续的在这方面努力。
And we are very glad and rejoice to see that many of our members, they just continue to outreach and to continue to spread the gospel around the places, be it in the United States, Taiwan, China, and many other places. And they just keep serving the Lord in those places.
我们8月25号华语社青团体要关心这些新来的这些留学生，他们来到这里的时候碗盘家具其他这些都需要去购买。我们整理一下我们家里还好不再用的东西来关心这些人。
For example, in the coming August 25th, there will be an event that our Mandarin Young Adult Fellowship will host the event to give away so that to transfer our love so that if anyone has the furniture or any other items that is, can be shared with the coming students, then it is very welcome.
我们感谢神，年轻家庭团契有许多这些小孩，这些父母亲大家彼此的来委身在这些无论是年轻家庭的事工或者是主助学的事工，现在也积极在推动青少年团契这些的活动。
And we give thanks to God that we have many young families, that many children's parents, teachers, and co-workers, that all of them are very devoted to the ministry.
年轻家庭团契在九月初要举办露营的活动。
And in the coming early September, the young family ministry will hold a camping event.
在主里，我真盼望我们每一位这些年轻家庭的父母，大家积极的参与。
And it is our prayer that every one of us can attend.
把握住这个机会，家庭跟子女大家很好的聚在一起的这种的生活。
And to take this opportunity to have a wonderful fellowship.
另外我们也带着一个非常重要的使命，怎么样来outreach其他平常不大到教会或者还没有到教会这些的年轻家庭，我们这个机会能够让他们来分享在主里面的喜乐，带领他们能够归到耶稣基督的里面。
And this is also a very wonderful chance for outreach that we may be able to bring our friends, our familiesall of those who are seeking or who haven't been here to come.
在教会各种事工上，我们都看到很多的机会，希望我们能够积极的来参与。
There are many opportunities, and we need many people.
从今天这些经文里面，我们看到主对我们非常大的期待。
In the passage we have read today, we have seen God's great expectation.
首先，我们知道我们是神的杰作。
We see that we are the Lord's masterpieces.
我们都是神宝贵的儿女。
We all are precious children of God.
神赐给我们不同的恩赐才能，我们要尽我们的力量去发挥，去服侍。
And God gives us the unique talents and let us use those talents.
我们要有坚持到底的信心。
And let us have the faith to the very end.
在人生的旅途上，我们会遇到困难。
We may have difficulties or challenges during our voyage of life.
像麦哲伦航海的精神就是 sail on， 继续往前行，靠主的能力继续往前行。
But just as the story of Nigeria, let us sail on, and move on.
我们成为神之无可指责的儿女，我们以实际的爱心的行动去活出耶稣基督的见证。
And we are called to be blameless children of God, so let us put our love into practice.
威廉·布斯说，无论任何地方有需要，我将奋斗到底。
Just as William Booth said, whenever there is need, we will fight.
我们为主的缘故奋斗到底，以基督的爱去爱人。
For the Lord, we will fight, and for the love of people, we will love.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你在我们身上伟大的爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for such a great love you have toward us.
我们时常忽略了这一点。
Sometimes we neglect this fact.
我们过着自私的生活。
We live a selfish life.
我们只是看到我们自己的需要。
We only see our own needs.
求主你帮助我们，基督的爱来扩展我们的心胸。
Please God, please expand our horizons.
能够活出基督的爱。
So that we may be able to put your love into practice.
让主你的名得着荣耀。
And to glorify your name.
我们将今天要举行执事会，求主你借着执事会。大家的同工在教会事工上能够得着更好的进展。
We also ask for your guidance to our deacons' meetings today, so that the church's process and the activities can all go smoothly.
使我们教会成为一个非常美好的团队，在我们的社区里面所接触的人们当中，为主你来发光做见证。
And so that we together can be a sweet team, and to the communities and to the society.
在我们弟兄姐妹当中，有人在身体上、在事业上、工作上遇到了特别的困难，求主你让我们知道，我们都是主你所爱的。
Among us, our brothers and sisters may currently suffer or afflicted in each of different places.
圣灵帮助我们对主你不失去信心，不放弃。
And we ask for your Holy Spirit so that we will not give up.
因此，我们能够来经验主你奇妙的带领与恩典。
And we may experience your continued guidance.
求主你的圣灵继续跟我们今天所有一切的聚会活动同在。
Please, we ask for your Holy Spirit to be with us.
将主您的平安赐给每一个人。
Grant us your peace.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.